back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I'm very well lit. I'm out in the Rocky Gap area. We're out on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, Goodwill, Window Nation, and the Restaurant Association of Maryland. I have been eating. I haven't gained any weight yet. I've been turning down all French fries that are not calamari French fries on this tour. Dennis Colatzis joins us now from Coons Baltimore Ford, and he will not be here on Thursday. Take a little respite this week. Bruce Posner going to be filling in for him from 3 until 5 this week. And, of course, you listen to Bruce here each and every Monday morning. And not too long from now, Monday mornings will be thumbs up or thumbs down, right? I mean, every week it's going to be the purple movement of all of this. But Dennis joins us now after a weekend out doing what I've been watching people do here in Deep Creek and at Rocky Gap, which is fish. You did a little fishing over the weekend.
Yeah, man. I caught some rockfish, caught some bluefish. The action was hot and heavy. It was we caught our limit in about an hour and a half. Six of us, two rockfish apiece, and probably about three or four bluefish apiece. So the captain was very good. And, man, he put us on some fish right away. We were back by 10:30. The trip was supposed to last until 1 o'clock, but we were done. We didn't want to troll. It was very hot. But what a beautiful place St. Michael's is. And the rockfish were biting hard, Nestor.
Well, Maryland's beautiful, right? I do want to give a little travelogue to this because the reason I did this tour last year, and you remember me setting all this up, we were talking about fly fishing, which I did last year. I'm going snakehead fishing next Wednesday with Sammy Tudor on in Vienna, Maryland. I am going crabbing on the 27th with Tony Conrad out of Bowley's Quarters. I got to meet him at 5 a.m. And that's commercial crabbing now. That's not like chicken neck and what we did in Bear Creek and Back River, right? So this is going to be very educational for me. I've seen a lot of people out here fishing, doing their thing, but what a beautiful state. I don't know that I say it enough. I was in your vehicle going Eastern Shore last year, and then we did the western part of the state at the end of August last year. We've just gotten on these rolling hills out of Hagerstown, and we drove from Frederick to Hagerstown on the low road through Boonesboro, Middletown, these beautiful, beautiful communities, bikini waxed, manicured lawns and all that. But more than that, people fishing and water everywhere and places to go in and rods and reels everywhere. I always forget what a water state we are. And every time I look at Tony Tochterman, he shakes his head at me and says, come on, man, everybody's got a fishing rod in this state, right?
At least one. You have groups like me who have a dozen of them. But yeah, there's a fishing rod for every occasion, and different times of the year, you catch different fish and different bodies of water. And no matter where you are, it's a phenomenal place to be out and about. And you see all such great scenery. You see ducks and ducklings and turtles and geese and hawks and eagles and all kind of great wildlife out there. It's phenomenal.
Well, my wife saw, not that we don't see enough deer in Baltimore County, we do, but my wife saw a deer and a fawn, you know, right outside of Rocky Gap, and we had to go chase it down and say hello. And Dennis Colatzis is here. We're doing the travelogue. I'm doing crab cakes and moving around here. What's got you moving for Raven season? I mean, I could talk Orioles with you. I'll talk that with Luke and where it is, but we got a preseason game this week. We're not going to see Lamar. I think the trend for the league now is we're not playing our starters. You know what I mean? What would they say? Justin Herbert's never played in a preseason game for the Chargers.
No, he hasn't. Under Rams, I don't believe they played their starters in the last three or four years. And then they've been in two Super Bowls in the last 5 years under Sean McVay's direction. So that leads itself. It's a copycat league. And if it's good for the Super Bowl champs, it should be good for the rest of the league, Lester.
Well, John's 20-0, right? So, I mean, what a thing to say about it, but it really does speak to the depth and what Eric and Ozzy before that, and, you know, Ozzy's still doing, and all the people that draft, that the second and third team, specifically defensively in the second half, if you look at these preseason games, the Ravens don't allow points to slappies who are third and fourth string quarterbacks. Yeah. These games are they're really a joke. I mean, once they start, we say it every year, but from a fan paying perspective, but for what they're trying to accomplish, getting young players reps and getting them better, I guess it's akin to going up and watching Aberdeen play baseball.
Well, look, I get it. The bottom third of the roster, your second and third string players, they're the ones that need the reps. They're the ones who are trying to make the team. So God bless him, give him all the reps in the world. But the starters, of course, J.K. Dobbins, we saw him go down in the preseason game against the Commanders last year. We will not see that this year. There's no way that they're going to allow that to happen. And but again, the Ravens need some depth. Vince Beagle just went down, the outside linebacker, and they're very thin there, linebacker, inside and outside linebacker. The offensive line is still a work in process, so I'm excited to see what they're going to do. In the preseason, no sign of Ronnie Stanley coming back anytime soon. That's a big concern to me and the rest of the Ravens fans. So those are the type of things that we're seeing. We're looking for, Nestor, in these preseason games for the hardcore diehards that are going to sit there and break down the game film and see who's going to make this team.
But with Stanley, I've sort of written it off. Have you? I mean,
do you really think
he's going to play 12 games this year at left tackle and play like an all-pro left tackle? I think that is very, very pie in the sky. Very, very. And if he can't play at that level, it's because he's injured to begin with, right? He's either right and he's going to be a pretty special player, or he's not right and he's not going to get on the field, because they're not going to put him out there and let him be a turnstile. And they're not going to put him out there if he's injured. And to my way of thinking, they would be far further along in promoting the fact that he'd be put. Look, they have their own media thing. They're shutting people like me down, right? So they have their own internal thing. They would be hot. But Ryan Mink and Garrett Downing would be sitting down lounging and doing, you know, Cassie Calvert, I've never met her, any of these people, they would all be on that. Ronnie, nobody out there is chirping that Ronnie Stanley's okay. And that to me speaks to where they were last year, that nobody was saying Nick Boyle's coming back. That when they're not crowing about it, it's one thing to see Reddick saying, I'm ready to play, let's go. By the way, I passed the tasting room in Frederick the other day, downtown Frederick's beautiful. If people don't go to Frederick, I don't know what you're doing. Go to Frederick. Stop calling it Fredneck. Get out there. And Frederick was beautiful. But I was in the tasting room having a crab cake last year on like day 28 or 29 of the tour when that injury happened. It kind of gave me a little bit of – I said to Jen, I'm like, yeah, that's the place we were when the Ravens season ended before the season began last year. I would just say for this preseason, if they're not talking about Ronnie Stanley being well, then I shouldn't be talking about Ronnie Stanley being well.
No, and maybe they shove him until the second half of the season or perhaps the playoffs. You got to get him 100% ready for him to play. And like you, though, I've written him off. He's not there. He's not practicing. And we've seen Juwan James, a left tackle, and looks like they're going to go with him maybe to start off the season. And he says he made a comment about what it's like, and it's akin to eating with your opposite hand. I'll clean up his comment a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but it's like left hand, right hand. So it's a different skill set, different footwork. It doesn't always translate well. We saw that with Michael Orr, that experiment with bouncing him between the right side of the line and the left side of the line. So they've got to keep Lamar upright or it's not going to work. It's as simple as that. It's a critical position. And I'm surprised they didn't take a left tackle high in the draft this past year. I thought that was a mistake.
Well, instead of that, they went with the center, right? So now they get the center who they can't get on the field this week, who I don't know if they want him on the field, snap into a backup quarterback or what value that would have. I'm high on him. I think you were high on him. I think everybody in the draft was high on Tyler Linderbaum. But then getting him to the field and getting the fluidity that you want to see from an offense this time of year, not in this goofy preseason game against Tennessee or next weekend running around against the not Kyler Murray Arizona car, apparently not Hollywood Brown. I'll get to that in a minute. But finding fluidity and continuity in that offensive line is something that's not going to happen right now. And that's what preseason's for. That's when I get all excited about this Jets game and I start betting on sports like they want me to do. I'll start betting. And you know, this is what would make you bet on the team though, right? Is to say offensive line, they've got that figured out. Lamar's, even if you don't love Lamar, you'd say, well, he's better with a good offensive line. If you don't like Lamar, you'd say he'll be a mess without an offensive line. And I'm much more along the alignment of I think Lamar's fine. I think Lamar gaining weight's fine. I think Lamar runs it fine, throws it fine. I think all of that's fine. Now, who are the other 10 players around him? Yeah, you know, tell me who they are, and then we'll start talking about whether Lamar is going to have success or not.
Well, it starts up front, and if they can solidify that front, the offensive line, he'll have a good season. If not, there'll be more of the same, and he'll risk injury and other terrible things. And I love the Linderbaum draft pick, but again, I wish they would have done a little bit more to hedge your bets I mean, right now they're betting on the guy, Juwan James, that hasn't played ball in 2 years. Is he going to? And he was a right tackle. He was a really good right tackle, but that doesn't mean he's going to be a good left tackle. So,
well, the Villanueva thing last year, from the minute it started, I think all of us said that's not good. That, you know, and it turned Zeitler was fine, right? And then we'll measure the Orlando Brown deal, right? And say, oh, you got rid of that kid. You didn't want to pay him, right? You didn't want to give him a lot of money. And you know, you wind up getting the running back for him. It's kind of sort of in a trade way, right? But they have on the offensive line turnstiled from Ryan Jensen and back when they had the tackle that went out to play for the Lions, right? Like they have cycled through Kelechi Osemele. They have always cycled through that position, but now they have a quarterback that I feel needs that solid thing in front of him. What he had in 19, it's 2022, Dan. We're still talking about 2019. 2019 was it was a plague ago, and it was a Marshall Yanda ago, and a Ronnie Stanley ago, and an Orlando Brown ago. And they don't have those kind of players right now. They don't. That's not what they have right now. So I don't expect it to look like it did 3 years ago.
Well, they have a better right side of the line right now with Kevin Zeitler, Morgan Moses. The left side, when you have a right-handed quarterback, it's critical. The left guard is still up in the air. Left tackle is still up in the air. And you don't want those positions up in the air this time of the year. Not at all. Not when training camp has started. That's something that you address in the offseason, and I hope it doesn't come back to bite them.
Dennis Colatos is our guest. He will not be here this Thursday or Sunday. Bruce Posner is going to be sitting in for him, but he'll be back next week and getting his preseason shape. You did okay preseason fishing the other day, so I feel like we're on to so for the rest of the league and getting ready for the season, who do you expect to be good this year? I mean, are you how do you feel about the Steelers? Like, everybody's just written them off again. And we've been writing Ben off for 10 years, right? Since he was 32, we started writing him off.
Well, you can't write off Mike Tomlin. I mean, that man has never had a losing season, so you can never count them out. I just saw Jamar Chase putting in work after practice, catching a bunch of balls. Read Peter King's column, the guy's a beast. This is a very tough league. It's a very unforgiving league. So I think the Bengals are going to be right there. The Steelers are certainly going to be right there. The Browns are not. That much I can pretty much guarantee you. But the Bills look very, very strong in the AFC. The Chiefs are still the Chiefs. You got some up and coming and rising teams in the AFC. The Chargers, there's a dark horse team for you if their head coach can rein himself back a little bit. So it's going to be very competitive. But even in our division, you can never count out Mike Tomlin. They have a running game. They rebuilt the offensive line. They have a very good defense. They're going to be a tough out this year, for not just for the Ravens, but for the rest of the league.
I started thinking about the Jets game, and
it's not a layup. It's not a gimme.
Yeah, I like, what are the Jets? I don't know. I mean, we get the Giants early in the year. The teams that were slappies last year, you just think they're going to be a slappy this year. Look at how many teams have made that mistake with the Orioles this summer, right? Thinking last year is this year, because it's never that way. But for the Ravens, I think they have a high ceiling, but I do think there's so many question marks about the football team here that when I'm doing out of town radio, which I did again this week, people are calling me and saying, what do you think of the Ravens? I said, I think there's many question marks on this franchise for a team that could win the Super Bowl. And I'll admit that as there are anywhere, because of there aren't many teams that come back from this kind of injury with this kind of quarterback, with this kind of sort of transition going on offensively, the things that have to go right for them to make number 8 special. And I don't think that includes him running the ball 16 or 18 times a game. They have to find other ways to move the football that isn't him diving into a linebacker.
No, I agree with you. And the running backs, J.K. Dobbins, he tore two of his ligaments, not just one. Gus Edwards still not on the field. This is a team that relies on running the ball. And right now, I mean, you have Justice Hill, you have Mike Davis and Tyler Beatty. They're your running backs. And we saw what happened last year with journeyman running backs that were rolling in and out of there. And as long as Lamar was upright, they got away with it. But once Lamar Jackson went down, they didn't win a single game after that. So it shows you the importance of the running game. And they have some holes, and this team, particularly this year, they've got to be healthy, Nestor, and hopefully lightning doesn't strike 2 years in a row and they're decimated by injuries once again.
I know Lamar had his WTF moment on draft night when his buddy got dealt out to Arizona. what do you make of, driving an American vehicle 140 miles an hour on an American freeway?
not a good look. I mean, Lamar himself was caught, what, 105 when he was a rookie. You would think these guys would learn, right? But they're not, and completely irresponsible. And you can't do that. You're a role model, and it's not about you. It's about everybody around you to be responsible. So,
well, you think you'd have more respect for your own safety if you had millions of dollars in the bank. And all of these kids have now seen friends of theirs die, right? Whether it's on the streets in bad situations, or whether it's the cornerback that the Ravens drafted that went go-kart racing in Miami and killed himself, right? And we have a linebacker that's dead in a drug overdose 6 weeks ago. Just – having respect for life and for their own life and for their own real good fortune, you know, real. And I know they've worked. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Lamar getting his $250 million, whatever it's going to be. But when you get that sort of good fortune, what comes along with that is, you know, taking good care of yourself, taking good care of other people. Driving 120 miles an hour is I just from a guy that's been out in traffic. You and I have been out in traffic, seeing people doing 80 and 90 and weaving in and out of 695 post COVID here. You know, it happens every single day. I mean, I don't make it from York Road to Paring Parkway without seeing people doing crazy things. I just think, where is the restraint? Where is the good judgment? Good judgment is what I would ask for.
It's gotten worse, Ness. I mean, I don't think it seems to me like it's gotten worse. I think factually it's gotten worse. Cars have gotten faster. I'm in a car business. I don't understand why we need so much horsepower underneath our feet, our pedals. I just don't get it. If the speed limit's 65 or 75, then the car shouldn't be able to go 125 miles an hour. I never got that part of it, why we make cars faster than the limit. If you want to save lives, then you put a governor in all these cars.
It's interesting you'd say that, because I've thought that many, many times.
Yeah, I mean, we have a governor in golf carts, right? You can't take a golf cart and go racing like a madman at 40 miles an hour on a golf course for good reason. So I don't know why these cars aren't capped. It's, let's say, I think 90 miles an hour is plenty. I don't see a reason why anybody should ever have to go any faster than that. I don't believe anything chasing you should be able to go that fast either.
Well, then there's getting away from police, law enforcement as well, right? Like, you know, if you can only go 90 and the law enforcement could go 120, that you would get caught.
You know what? You're right.
If we want you to be caught, if we really want you to be caught.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, doing a speed limit, wearing your seatbelt, being responsible, all those things save lives. And it's just not about you. Because usually it just seems like the criminal, the offending party, is the one that walks away without a scratch. And the person that they hit ends up dying. Or paralyzed or something terrible like that.
Well, just drive safe. I mean, I'm not here to bag on Hollywood Brown, but maybe they got rid of him, at the right time.
Well, again, he didn't want to be here. So as the team says, we want volunteers. We don't want hostages. And these are highly paid volunteers. Let's not forget that.
You know, now that you've given me that quote, I have a special surprise for you on Tuesday. So you'll want to be paying attention on social media Tuesday as I make my way back. I'm out in the Rocky Gap area and then on to Deep Creek Lake. You can follow along at Baltimore Positive and anywhere that I go out on social media. Dennis is going to be off the grid here the rest of the week, back on the grid with me next Monday and back in the cockpit from 3 until 5 with the former Sunday Sports Voice, now the Dennis Colazzo Show. You can find him at D Colazzo Show, as well as at Coons Ford Security. Hey, what's going on? Coons, right now, give me a little late summer update. We're still ordering cars on the internet, right?
Still ordering cars on the internet. We have 1.9 for 16 months in most models, with the interest rates going up. Ford Motor Credit has stepped up, so that's a big story around here, saving people money on their financing terms. Ford Motor
1.9 on 60 months, five
years.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, 5-year loans. I mean, so that's cheap money. With the rates getting up there in the 5-7% range, so people are taking advantage of that right now.
I'm going to ask you a question that, like, and I have never asked this of you, but I'll ask this. So if I'm a cheapskate and I want a new car right now, right, and I don't need anything special, I don't need four-wheel this or four-wheel that, what's a base model if I want to put my kid in the car, got a 24-year-old kid, want to buy him a car, what's the cheapest car I can come out and buy that's a new car, that's the lowest line, but a new car – and a fine car, you know, on your dealership right now? Because, I mean, I used to think of cars, that's a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 thing. What is it now if people are thinking about
that? You can buy a brand new Ford EcoSport for about $21,000 right now.
21 is – okay. Yeah. That's good to know.
And then you go up from there. I mean, then you go into the Bronco Sport at around $30,000, which is a phenomenal value for that vehicle, and upwards from there.
That's what you're trying to sell my wife, the Bronco Sport.
That's right. That's right.
She's listening right now. She's smiling here, trying to get me out on like she's going to wave. There she is. All right.
Hey, Jen.
Dennis Galatzos is a Coos Baltimore Ford. He'll be around all week long. Hey, rest up. Let's hope we get through this game without anything crazy going on Thursday, right? We'll get together, talk about some more fake football next week. You can find Dennis around here and find him out on Twitter and out on social media. You can find me out on the road, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our partners at Goodwill Window Nation. We got brand new windows and they're fantastic. I can't wait to brag about that and talk about 86690 Nation and our friends at Restaurant Association of Maryland putting us out on the road, feeding us really well. Try not to gain too much weight. I'm passing on the french fried and a lot of the fried stuff. I'm going broiled crab cakes from here out. I am Nestor. We are WNSD AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.